you for tuning in to my very first episode of Virgin Mother Mary Stories. And, you know, I've been wanting to do a podcast for a very long time, so I figure, you know, I didn't know what exactly to do for at first. You know, a lot of ideas in my mind of what I wanted to talk about. But, you know, and those might come at a later time. But for some reason, it's on my mind and my heart. I recently ran across the Facebook page about, you know, the Saint Mary, Mother Mary, the Virgin, and Lourdes France. And well, hopefully I'm saying that right, but I believe it's Lourdes France. You know, and I was watching them come in and out, and the people were just flowing in and flowing back out to get a glimpse of this place where the Virgin Mary had materialized at one time and had, you know, came to be, to where somebody saw her. And, you know, so I got to thinking, because I myself have had an incident where she came basically to the rescue. And, you know, I want to well up with tears just thinking right now of the story that I want to tell, which I'm going to get into later, and definitely going to tell you this very real and very true, very personal experience that I had. But I also wanted people to share their stories. I wanted to know, am I the only one that have had these experiences? You know, that, well, I've only had one, but, you know, it was very moving. And, you know, I want to know if, is there any, I know people see adorations or the pictures. I know that she shows up in different things. You hear about a grilled cheese sandwich, her face shows up, or on a chip, or, you know, and just, you know, certain things like that. But I want to know if anybody has ever had an experience where she has personally come in, stepped in, and intervened. And, you know, from, I'm not Catholic. I've studied a little bit of Catholicism, but I'm not Catholic. I've never considered myself a Catholic. And basically was raised Christian and Baptist. So, you know, I never really looked to the saints for guidance, or, you know. So I figure if there are Catholics out there that have encountered what kind of thing I'm asking for, you know, kind of experience, I really would love for you to message me or write in, however, you know, you'd like to do it. I'll leave my email address, and I really want you to share with me, if you would, if you feel open, like I'm about to with you. So, you know, like I said, I appreciate you guys tuning in. I appreciate you listening to my words, and I'm definitely going to tell you the story. But first, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to end the show, because this is the first episode. I mean, hopefully this is many more episodes to come of discussions regarding this wonderful patronage saint, that she's, you know, a real thing, a relic, I guess, an angel? I'm not sure. Let me know your views on it. And Definitely, definitely. If you have a story and you don't mind sharing it, please let me know. And tune in real soon. Next post I make, I will let you know my very real and true story, my encounters with the Virgin Mary, and hopefully have some chats going on that, we could talk about it. So, all right. Until next time, I love you guys, and peace, blessings, and happiness. All right. Bye-bye. Hi, guys. One more time, I'd like to thank you for tuning into my very first episode. I am super, super excited to get to know you and hear your stories. So once again, I'd like to remind you, please send me your messages here at Anchor, and let's get the discussion going, okay? Yes, I can't wait to hear from you. So I'll talk to you later.